Okay, so me and Meredith were just talking, and we were talking about how it's crazy how one dude on a skateboard can basically do the job of a whole record company.
Yes.
And if you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, all I gotta do is play this, and you probably will know what I'm talking about.
Now here you go again, you say, we want your freedom.
You know what I'm talking about. Doesn't this make you want cranberry juice?
Yes, it does. I'm thirsty. And ride a skateboard, by the way.
Here comes the best part. So obviously, you know exactly what I'm talking about. His name, by the way, is Dogface208. But him riding the skateboard,
his
making
car broke
that
down.
Video. Right, his car broke down. And it led to that song, which was so old, becoming the number one streaming song.
Mm-hmm.
Sales went through the roof. He basically did the job of a whole record company. So Meredith and I were talking about some of our favorite viral videos.
Yes.
So I think we should share some of
these. It's a little compilation of our favorite videos.
Okay, so this first one is all the way back from 2006, Mobile, Alabama. This came from a news report, and basically this was St. Patrick's Day, and somebody thought they saw a leprechaun in the hood. And then we got this gem.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yeah!
Yeah!
Mobile, Alabama.
What,
I would never forget that.
What
especially
did you tell me about that video?
That video that went super viral. It was one of the first videos on YouTube to ever go viral.
Okay.
And
right.
It's a throwback from 2006.
Okay, so this next one might be my favorite or top two or three.
Of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
This one is amazing. It's from 2015. It's from the fair. It's from Wayne County, Pennsylvania, and we found this incredible little five-year-old, and the rest is history. This is the interview from the fair.
It was great, and apparently I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Oh my God, I love that kid.
I remember being in here and watching that with you guys.
You can tell that that's a legit whose grandpa is raising him.
He went on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went not only viral for that, but he had several other viral videos of him saying, apparently.
Okay, now, this one kid right here, for a lot of people, he's on a first-name basis. He's a bad little kid. He stole his grandma's car in 2008. Little Latarian went on a joyride.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, and he smoked with cigarettes. I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things, to drive into a car.
Well, did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
Oh, and he's been doing hood rat stuff for quite a while. About 3 years ago, he was arrested again. Keep in mind, he has a rap sheet on him. But the latest one, from what I can find online, is 3 years ago. Latarian 16, and he faced charges for robbery and carjacking.
Mm. Okay, this next one is not that long ago. This was 2016. Michelle Dobine. There was an apartment fire in her Tulsa, Oklahoma apartment complex, and this was the glorious interview.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast, and she said, hey, something wrong, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
Not today.
Just in 2 days. Now, that was back then. She had 63 million views around the world on that video.
Okay, so this one right here, Meredith, if I had to have a vote for the GOAT,
yes,
for the best viral clip
ever, the best of the best,
this is it. You know him. You love him. His name is Antonio Dodson. 2010. You guys remember this?
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Oh, my goodness. If that interview in itself wasn't glorious enough, we got this gem out of it.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy.
Yo, I played that in the club, like, I want to say twice, yes.
Stop it.
And most of the people got it, yeah. They laughed. Some people had, obviously, they didn't know Antonio Gotsin. And then, okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
This one also is an absolute classic. You know her by Sweet Brown. Mm. You remember Sweet Brown,
Meredith?
Of course
I do.
Of course you remember Sweet Brown.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, my God. And that was such a classic line.
Now,
oh, I love
she
it.
Tried to sue not only a radio station, but Apple for $15 million
for playing
that audio and putting it in a song.
Wait.
She tried.
Sweet Brown tried to sue a radio station?
For $15 million.
And you just now tell me this? Okay, that's the last time we play Sweet Brown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.